Recording in progress.
All right, we are now on the record. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Drummond, City of Seattle, Deputy Hearing Examiner. It is Tuesday, just after 1 o'clock. We are here for a pre-hearing conference on matter W-26-001. This is a SEPA appeal filed by the Washington State Major League Baseball Stadium Public Facilities Baseball District and the Seattle Building and Construction Trades Council. If I can have the parties introduce themselves, starting with the appellant, Mr. Telegin. And Mr. Telegin, you are muted right now.
Sorry about that. Good afternoon, Madam Examiner. My name is Brian Telegin. I'm here on behalf of the appellants.
Good afternoon, Mr. Telegin. And then for the department, Ms. Anderson.
Yes, good afternoon. Lizzie Anderson on behalf of the department.
Good afternoon, Ms. Anderson. And then we also have, I believe, an intervener for the Port of Seattle. Mr. Graham, Ms. Raymond, if you could introduce yourselves.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Clayton Graham here for the Port of Seattle. We have a pending motion to intervene in the appeal. I'm here with my colleagues Megan Raymond and Ken Nelson.
Okay. Good afternoon to you all. So this is a pre-hearing conference. We're just addressing procedural issues, although why don't we go ahead and address the motion to intervene. I did receive that pleading and have reviewed that. Did not receive any objections to that or any objections to the intervention motion?
Yes, Madam Examiner. I believe I have 7 days to respond, and I was planning on filing my response tomorrow, which I think is the 7-day mark.
Okay. And will there be an objection or...
Yes, we'll be opposing.
Opposing it. Okay. So not kind of a... we're fine with it, but here are some parameters. It's an objection to that.
I'm sorry, if I understood you correctly, yes, there will be an objection.
Okay, all right. So, Mr. Telegin, so I'll wait till I have the response on that to kind of rule on the motion for intervention. But just for purposes of efficiency, let's go ahead and set up a hearing schedule as if the intervener were on board, and then we'll make any adjustments as needed depending on what comes of the, you know, in terms of the ultimate decision on the motion. So does that work for the parties?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. All right. We'll need to set a hearing schedule. And I guess that my first question is, will there be any other preliminary motions? And these would be kind of more like a motion to dismiss or something along those nature.
This is Mr. Telegin for the appellants. We are contemplating a pre-hearing motion, dispositive in nature, so I would like to pack that into the schedule.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and set a schedule for that then? Mr. Telegin, when would you be anticipating filing your motion?
I guess it depends on the overall hearing schedule, but I would imagine sometime maybe in the next 3 weeks, something like that.
Okay, and with the other parties, Ms. Anderson, would you be filing any motions as well?
Yes, it is certainly possible that the department may be filing motions, and I guess I just would like to note, I will be filing a notice of unavailability tomorrow because I'm going to be out of the country, pre-planned trip, so, and I will not be back until July 20th, so I would just like to point that out. So you hopefully can factor that in, if at all possible.
Okay. Given that the department is anticipating filing a motion, when would you be thinking of filing that, given your schedule?
After I return, I was hoping the first week of August.
Okay. So, Mr. Chelle, it probably makes sense to hear all the motions together, so just have one motions calendar. That's typically how I run these. So, turning back to you, Mr. Telegin, it looks like we are looking at August for motions on this. So, would that work for you as well?
Yes, it would.
Okay. So, what date in August would the parties propose for filing?
I'll leave that to Ms. Anderson. I'm sure I can work with whatever works with her schedule.
Thank you. The first week of August, I can file the 5th, 6th, 7th.
Okay.
Why don't we set it on the 7th as a Friday? Okay. I always find Fridays are nice to have as deadlines.
And I didn't know, Mr. Graham, Ms. Raymond, if you are granted intervention, if there would be anything from the court in terms of filing a motion, or if you would be perhaps or just responding or joining. Or I didn't know what the likely positions might be on that. I mean, I'll just go ahead and set the... Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for asking. I think we would like the opportunity to file or respond. Those deadlines are fine with us as well, but yeah, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to file something so we can control with our client, decide whether we will.
Okay. All right. Well, the dispositive deadline will be August 7th. I should note, I don't know the nature of the motions that are being filed. The office tends to just favor like summary judgment type motions, if just given we go to hearing fairly quickly. So if there are kind of anything approaching to disputed facts, it's typically more efficient just to go to hearing. So I just note that certainly jurisdictional motions, that sort of thing, obviously are best dealt with up front, but just a caveat on that. And I think you all are aware of that sort of approach. But so if the motions are filed on August 7, a couple weeks for responses on those, which would be the 20th?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So that would be the 21st, but Mr. Telegen, I interrupted you.
No, you didn't interrupt me. I kind of interrupted you. I was going to say, you know, in terms of overall schedule, I, like Ms. Anderson noted that she had a pre-planned trip to be out. I will say I'm going to be out for much of September.
Okay.
And I just like to have that considered. It sounds like if we're having responses due on August 21st, I'm not to get ahead of you, but if we're also, I mean, I'm thinking there would be a reply.
Typically,
that would probably be pushing into September, if that's fine with me, but I'm just thinking then the hearing date would be, I'm hoping, sometime in October.
Okay, let's set the motions calendar, and then we'll get to the hearing date. So, first of all, is 2 weeks from the 7th, will that work for the parties?
I think so.
That would be the 21st.
Yeah, I think
yes.
It depends on the scope of the motion. Would it be possible to do it 2.5 weeks? Would it be possible to file August 26th?
Let's do August 26th, and then we may have to revisit Mr. Telegen's schedule just in terms of the reply brief. Let's see. So August 26th, and then if there are replies, and typically I do allow those, that would move into a week, which would be somewhat typical, would move into the first week in September. Mr. Telegen, is that an issue for you, September 2nd?
No. In fact, that would be fine. I leave on September 2nd, and I'm back on the 23rd. I could always get it done early.
Okay. So does that work for the parties then? The motions are August 7th, responses due August 26th, and the replies due September 2nd?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And then typically I do set a deadline for myself for getting the order out. I'll just give myself a week on that. I may not need that full amount, but that would be September 9 for the order. Okay. And then I don't know what the nature of the motions are and if anything will be dismissed, but it's typically it makes sense to go ahead and set the case schedule up front depending upon what goes forward. So I think the next deadline after my order comes out would be the department's filing of the record. So I would turn to you, Ms. Anderson. Would maybe a week after that order, would that work for the department?
That would be September 16th. Mm-hmm. Yes, that should be fine.
Okay. September 16th for the record. And then the next deadline, and this would go to you, Mr. Telegen, would be appellant, witness, and exhibit lists and exhibits. And you had mentioned about September being out, so what would work for you for a filing deadline for that?
So we have right now the record is due on the 16th, correct?
Correct. That's the current date, yep.
Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong month here. It's just 16. Could I have it maybe due on the 30th?
September 30th. That is fine. Go ahead and put that. September 30th. And Ms. Raymond, Mr. Graham, if any concerns with any of these dates, if I don't, please let me know, just because I'd rather deal with it right now than depending upon my rule on the intervention motion. So I assume the schedule so far is good?
Yes, so far it's lining up well. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just shout out if I forget to check. Okay, so after the 30th, that's for the appellants, then it would be the opportunity for the department and the intervener, if the intervener is on board, to file their witness and exhibit list and exhibits. So fairly typical would be about roughly 2 weeks from when the appellant files. So that puts us in mid-October. So that would be, I think, October 14, right around in there. Does something like that work for y'all?
Yes, works for the department.
Okay, and for the potential intervener as well?
Yeah, that does. Thank you.
Right. And then typically I'll have, there's an opportunity for rebuttal, witness, exhibit list, witnesses. This is not an opportunity kind of for new materials. It's just if there's something specific that needs to be rebutted. So, and Mr. Chelligen, that would be your deadline. So typically that's about a week. So a week from October 14 would be the 21st. Would that work for you?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. All right. So we've got that deadline. And then, so I think we have all the filing deadlines. So then the next would be setting a hearing date. So if the last filing is towards the end of October, either looking at end of October or first week or two of November for the hearing, certainly we should set at least a day for this. But just in case it goes over, do we need one or two reserve days? I don't know how many witnesses we're looking at for this, so it's hard for me to assess that.
When you ask that question, Madam Examiner, are you asking we would have one hearing day, and you're asking if we should reserve one or two extra? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I would say two then.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and reserve one day, and then we call them reserve days, but... We'll go ahead and set 3 days, and then that way, if we go over, we have sufficient time. So, what are the party schedules looking like for last week in October and going into the first week in November? It looks like our calendar is pretty open because this is fairly far out.
Let's see here. So wait, you said the last week of October going into the first week of November?
Yeah, I think that's, yes.
So that would be, is that a 2 week span? That's October 26th, because 1 week is October 26th to the 30th, and then the next week is November 2nd to the 6th.
So yeah, I think we'd start with the 26th of October since the last filing is the 21st, so... Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like 26, 27, 28, or November, it looks like this is, November 2, 3, 4.
And, Madam, are these hearings, these are held in person, or are they held virtually?
So, I don't know, I kind of defer to the parties on this, and sometimes it's a mix. Sometimes for witnesses, it's much more convenient for them to testify remotely. I certainly will be here in person, so I don't know if the parties have strong preferences on that, but I do tend to defer to the parties on whether to appear in person or remotely, or often it's a combination of both, but... I'll be here in the hearing room in person. So,
yeah, okay. From our perspective, we're likely to participate in person, including if we provide any witnesses. We're local here.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's a TBD on the appellant's end. I imagine I might be there personally, but depending on witnesses, I don't know. I assume it would be allowance for people who are maybe far away to appear remotely.
Yeah, that's particularly helpful for witnesses that would have to travel. So yeah, that is allowed.
Fair enough. In terms of the actual schedule, I guess I will just note on my calendar, I have conflicts on Monday, November 2nd, and then Thursday and Friday, October 29th and 30th. So I guess we could either do it the 26th, 27th, and 28th, or I guess I would ask for it to be, you know, like on the 4th, 5th, or 6th. Of November. In between those two, my preference would be the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November.
Okay. The party's
and that would be our preference as well, the latter.
Okay. And Ms. Anderson, 4th, 5th, and 6th, that would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. The department, I believe, can accommodate those days.
Okay. All right. I try to avoid Thursdays if we can because it tends to be a citation day, but it sounds like it would make the most sense for the parties just to go ahead and do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So let me just double check. 4, 5, 1. Yeah, that should be fine. November 4, 5, 6. Okay. And typically on the hearings, 9 o'clock start time is usually mid-morning, mid-afternoon break, and then a lunch break. We don't go past 5. Let's see. Also, on filings, I don't need paper copies of anything, so I assume all the parties are comfortable with electronic service. I'm seeing nods, so okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And then, yeah, just number the exhibits consecutively. I think using numbers is fine. It'll probably be appellant's exhibits 1 through whatever department exhibits 1 through, and if the interveners are on board, interveners 1 through, kind of whatever. It would be kind of a standard numbering system. So, one other thing I should mention, if the parties are able to resolve this amongst themselves, certainly settlement office efforts by this office are encouraged. We do offer mediation services if the parties are interested in mediation. And if mediation were to occur, I mean, obviously the parties can pick whatever mediator they like, but if it occurred through the office, there's no additional charge for that. The examiner, Jennifer Vansel, would serve as mediator. And I, of course, would not be a part of that, because if the mediation failed, then the case would go back and be adjudicated. So I did want to mention that. Sometimes parties can arrive at better solutions if they're able to kind of communicate on whatever the outstanding issues are. So I did want to mention that. Are there any other procedural issues that we need to address?
I think that is it on the appellant's end. Thank you, Madam Examiner.
Okay. All right. And any procedural questions? No? Okay. All right. Well, I will get these dates into a pre-hearing order once I receive the response on the intervention motion. And Mr. Graham, Ms. Raymond, you all may want, depending upon what's filed, you may want an opportunity to reply to the response tomorrow. So if that's the case, I'm sorry, Mr. Pelligan. Yep.
I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I just to throw it out there, I'm currently on a family sort of vacation. And I'm struggling to get things done and also be a father. I'm just wondering if I could have it until Friday to file my response. I could file it tomorrow, but I'd appreciate a couple extra days.
Okay. Any concerns with that? Okay. No. That's fine. So we should expect the objection. You said, I'm sorry, Friday? Is that?
Friday would be great.
Okay. All right. And then, Mr. Graham, Ms. Clayton, do you want a deadline on responding depending upon what is said?
Yeah, we'd like the opportunity, and okay. We won't need long, but perhaps the following Tuesday, I guess, if we're going to get a motion or you get a response on Friday, that would give us 2 business days.
Okay, that's all. I'll tell you what, I'll give you till Wednesday. How about that? And Wednesday next week, does that work?
Yeah, sure. Much appreciated.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay, I think that's it. Anything further?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your appearances this afternoon. We are adjourned.
Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Bye.